Blog Talk Radio.
Still not confident about which used car to buy?
Nope.
Why not ask the most confident person you know?
My old high school coach. This one's got talent, toughness, the will to win.
Let me coach you on this. Just say, show me the Carfax value. You'll get the most accurate price based on the vehicle's accident history. Look for me and stop overpaying. Shop at the all-new Carfax.com.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Still there's eyes, still there's eyes.
peace, and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. Welcome to our 3,606th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia, LLC. Tonight, on tonight's advancement, we'll be talking about a reason and a time to kill. Before I bring my brother up here and introduce to some and reintroduce to others, this is the overview. I dedicate this one. This is a very special dedication to the original people of Mission Planet Earth. They have been taking a back seat for far too long. I dedicate this one to the undisputed, undefeated bare knuckle prize fighter, along with my spiritual mother, along with my spiritual father, and my blood father, as well as all the ancestors. This is a time, a great day in time, for us to make a difference and a major turnaround like never before in our history. The overview says we have a chance to pull ourselves together after being divided for such a long time. But before we can get to that point, we got to address certain issues. The first issue that I want to address is some of us who are parents out here know that we're dealing in a day and time where our children have been made to be like lambs sent out to be slaughtered. Those of us who are real parents know that we have to be relentless. We have to be unforgiving when it comes to any enemy that comes to attack our future, which is our children. Currently, and I also want to make sure that a lot of the nieces and nephews that's out there in the street right now that been hell-bent on killing themselves and each other. We know, those of us know, that y'all have been set on a path of self-destruction for far too long. Some of you that I have met throughout my travels, mouth to ear, especially as recently, that's out there gang-banging and doing what you feel like you have to do. But what I'm saying to you on tonight's episode, this is a special dedication to all of you that's out there in the street that's lost and that has been turned out by a wicked system that has been hell-bent to destroy you and the people who look just like you. Don't spit on the graves of your ancestors that have died an unmerciful death. It's ones like me, DJ Olasky, and many other brothers that's unknown, that's unnamed, that's going hard for you. Now, we're going to take time to do what we got to do, but some of you, if you can turn your life around, this is one of the greatest chances. Don't fight and die over a block that you don't own. That's not even worth the time. And one of the things that we are not going to do, we are not going to allow any enemy to take your life and get away with it. We are not going to allow any enemy in any form to take any one of our lives, be it men, women, or children, and get away with it from this point on. I want all of us who's listening to the sound of my voice tonight, whether it's live or it's archived, is to take time to get this message out. Take time to text as many people as you possibly can, because we're going to have to go in on this one and address some serious issues. And like the saying goes, there's a brother that has been locked up, a real father, a real man, okay, that I'm going to be speaking about on tonight's episode, because those of us that have been done a dirty deal, that's been locked up in a justice system or injustice system, I should say. And this father I'm talking about stopped to a quick trip. Some of you know exactly what I'm about to speak about. There was a father that went to the quick trip to fill up his vehicle. His daughter went out to use the restroom. in the process of using the restroom, his daughter was fearing for her life because he had a soulless bastard. Yes, even though he was black or in a black uniform or black meat suit. Okay, he tried to come into the bathroom and attack this young lady. Unbeknown to the father at the time, he also comes out of the store and asks for some spare change. Meanwhile, when the daughter comes out and she takes a look at this guy, she realized this is the same guy that tried to get into the bathroom to attack her. And then she tells her father, she says, that's the guy that tried to come into the bathroom and attack me. What was her father to do? Was her father supposed to allow an idiot like that to get away with it? Any father in their right mind, we have to do what we have to do by any means necessary to protect ourselves and each other, especially when it comes to our children. So now, this young man, and I want y'all to take time to investigate, is now sitting in jail doing hard time. Even right now, his daughter, who's feeling bad for herself for letting her father know what some enemy tried to do to her, okay? So now, those of us who are concerned, we have to rally together and get this man out of prison. Just like Samuel Jackson said on that movie, A Time to Kill, let him go. He had every right to defend his daughter, okay? I want us to make a big deal about that because the reason why so many things has happened and continue to happen is because we haven't made a big enough a deal about it. Okay? So now that's my brief introduction. So when I come back, I'm going to introduce to some and reintroduce to others my brother, Mr. Ronald Freeman. So DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honor.
Golden eye, I'll show. from the shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to get so close and be denied.
Wow, that was outstanding. Welcome back, attentive listening audience. Again, you're listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. Look, the number to call in is 516-453-9133, and I want you to get this number out and have as many people to tune in to this, especially while it's live. If not, make sure you catch the archive. All right, now. This message here is dedicated to the white power structure that has been hell-bent on destroying the original people of this planet Earth. For a long time, you got many people that have tried to rally ourselves together, and y'all have made a concentrated effort to destroy a people that had no type of, I don't want to even call it a repercussion as of yet. We have yet to get the type of justice that we have been seeking for such a long time. So now, many of the ancestors that came into our world, and my very special honored guest, I want to say this here, he reminds me of one of our greatest, and I'm talking about Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Talking about my brother that's about to come up here and join me tonight on A Reason and a Time to Kill. His physical characteristics remind me so much of the late great ancestor. He had the heart, the soul, and the spirit of Khalid Abdul Muhammad. So with no further ado, I want you to unmute yourself, Mr. Ronald Freeman. Introduce yourself to some and reintroduce yourself to others.
Well, first of all, it's a pleasure and an honor to be here and talking to the man. You know, I love you, Brother Haru. You know, I love your show. Shout out to New York. I'm thrilled to be a guest of yours. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. And I listened to Brother Haru when he first started the show today and stuff for tonight. You know, the things that he said about our children and, you know, the brothers and sisters out here and, you know, the things that's being done to us by these people. If you don't mind, Brother Haru, let me let these people understand what I went through and what I'm still going through, because I fought with some drug boys here in Cleveland, Ohio, to stop selling dope in our neighborhoods. They didn't want to stop it, so I made them stop it. I mean, we just gonna tell the truth. Because I'm not going to tell a lie and stuff, because, you know, a lie ain't worth telling. So I was kicking their doors in. I was flushing their drugs down the toilet. I had to keep the money, of course, because I knew I was going to need a war wagon. And to make a long story short, the police were already involved, and I didn't know they were involved. They were giving the drug boys the drugs, and they were watching the drug boys, guarding the drug boys. They're selling the dope. They're giving the police the money. So when I confronted the police about what they were doing, they kidnapped me one time, they robbed me one time, and they tried to shoot me in the head one time. The kidnapping and the robbery frustrated me, but when they tried to shoot me in the head, all bets were off. You know, I got in shootouts with the police. I shot one of the police a couple of times in the Morris Black Projects here in Cleveland, Ohio. I beat a lot of them up every time I was catching them because they were walking the beat. You have to remember, this is like in the very late 70s, early 80s, like 79, 80, 81. You know, back then in the 70s, you know, the Black Panthers, the Black Nationalists here in Cleveland, you know, we had the FO set. You know, the whole world was screaming Black Power back then. That was one of the most significant times in Black history was the 1970s, because brothers finally started waking up and standing up for what they believed in. I got in shootouts with the police. I got in fights with them. I took pistols from them. I did them dirtball bad. And when they finally caught me, they said that I was a vigilante, and they locked me up for 30 years. Didn't any police officers go to jail, and didn't any drug boys go to jail. It was just me. And they stuck me in jail for 30 years. They sent me to Lucasville, which was at the time touted to be one of the most violent penitentiaries in America. And they stuck me there, and the police actually came to my jail cell, and they told me that they were sending me to Lucasville, and they hope I died. They said, but if you don't die when you get out, they said, we're going to kill you. My life, when I went through this, man, you know, and I'm not even going to say that it was really a terrible thing, because what I did, I believe in the Creator, and what I did, I knew what I was doing was right, and I didn't have any fear of those people. I didn't have any fear of them. The fear that I had was not doing what I should be doing for the Creator, so I did what I had to do. And they sent me to jail for 30 years, and I did the 30 years, and now I'm out, and life is very hard for me. You know, I can't get jobs because of my record. It's a mess, but I think it was necessary for me to go through that fire so that I could be the man that I am today, because I'm a much better man than I would have been if I would have went. I probably would have been dead, but that's another story. But I feel good about what I did. My mom felt good about what I did. Bless her soul. She's with the Creator now. But my mom was proud of what I did, and I'm proud of what I did. And I feel like if I had to do it again, I'd do it again. You know, because it wasn't about me. It's about us. You know, one is less important than the many. I sacrificed myself for my people, but here, what did I get for the sacrifice that I made for my people? I didn't get anything. I didn't get thanks. You know, I didn't get anything. I mean, when I got out, it was like, you know, so what? And that's terrible. That's terrible that our people, to that point, ain't no love, ain't no brotherhood, ain't no sisterhood. Ain't no peoplehood there. We ain't nothing. We didn't let these people take us from being the greatest civilization on the face of this earth to smoking crack. We didn't let them take our sisters from being the mothers of creation, prostitutes, and dope fiends, and just grimy all-out women. What are we going to do? What are we going to do, Brother Arun?
First of all, I want to say I give thanks to all in all for you being here. And trust me, what you sacrificed was not in vain. It's because you got real brothers like me, and many of the people who's listening tonight are proud of you. And I know that our ancestors from all over this entire planet, not just Africa, Native America, or anywhere else on this planet, because originally it was the melanated planet anyway, So your sacrifice was not in vain, and I give thanks to all in all for you being here. I also want to say this, too, since you mentioned the Black Panther. See, notice something. Notice how they made a concentrated effort to destroy one of the greatest organizations for self-defense.
Yes,
we
sir.
We did it for self-defense, right? Now, notice now.
That's right.
Any of our organizations that we came together, both men and women, to protect ourselves and each other, they had a nonstop concentration to dismantle something like that. Meanwhile, you got the white power structure allow the KKK, the skinheads, and anything such as, you know, laws to protect, you know, Caucasian race, right? And
yes.
Notice now, some of them, even though they disrobed themselves, they don't have to disguise themselves now because they blended in so well. Either they're sitting on a bench and they're passing these judgments down, or they're in politics passing these, what they call these, three strike rules, so they can block any one of us for the rest of our life. Notice now,
they take
positions of power so they can use that against us and use it to their advantage for them and their kind. They have not been fair in by no means. So now it's going to take many of us who are going to be really, really serious about saving our lives and each other to pull ourselves together, because no one else is going to do it. And that's the main thing I want other people to get tonight. You got to be willing, ready, and able to put yourself in a position to possibly have your life taken at any time. My life was taken well over 38 years ago, and I would drop what I'm doing in an instant when it comes to the defense of me and mine. I also want to say this right quick before we take our next break. A lot of you brothers and sisters out there that's out there in the streets that's trying to kill yourselves and each other right now, many of our ancestors have died. And I'm telling you, I can't stress that enough. For y'all to be out in the streets acting a damn fool like this here. Now, me and my brother, Hall of Fame, four times the good doctor, and many of us are working hard to save your life. And one of the things that we are not going to allow you to kill the innocent, because it's always the innocent that get caught up in y'all nonsense over some drugs, over some type of money that can just get burnt up just like that. Don't cause your life, and don't take the lives of the innocent. You have a better chance in aligning yourself with us. And I'm telling you, once life stops on this, you know, as we know it right now, once it stops here, that don't mean that it's going to end. And trust me, you don't want to get caught out there like that by taking the life of the innocent and joining, because you don't realize this, but you are helping the white power structure to continue to exist by destroying your people and the people who look just like you. One of the craziest things I want to say this, and I want to say this because I'm waiting to see what you're going to put on next, the good doctor. I was listening to a so-called rap artist, and I'm telling you, damn, I wish I was out there, you know, really in that studio. He had the nerve that I killed more niggas, and I got to say that, than the KKK. Can you imagine that? Brother Ron, can you imagine that type of stupidity? And they allow that to not only go on our airwaves, but you got a lot of our young brothers and sisters out there that are applauding that type of stupidity like that. I would love to have been in that damn studio, and I would have been telling you, I would make sure that he wouldn't say no type of lyrics like that ever, ever again for the rest of his life. Look, before we take a break, we got callers number one and two. So caller number one and two, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Tito.
Hey, the real Italian style. How you doing tonight, Jerry?
I'm doing okay, sweetheart. I'm just listening to you and your guests, and, you know, it's breaking my heart.
I know it is, but I know that you're a real freedom fighter. And see, this is what I'm talking about. Even though that you don't classify yourself as an African-American or anything like that, you are proud Italian, and I have nothing but divine love and respect for you. But what I'm saying tonight, and you know this as well, our people have got to get to the point where they stop depending on other people to come and solve our problem. First of all, it's not their sole responsibility, it's ours. You get what I'm saying, Jerry? So I appreciate you pressing that one and coming on. And trust me, you know, we got this, and I appreciate all the help that you, because otherwise, if it wasn't for people like you, Jerry, I wouldn't even be here and be able to be in a position of power to do what I'm doing right now. So I give thanks to the work that you're putting in. You understand?
Thank you. Can I say hello to your guests real quick?
Yeah, please, please.
I'm just hello. So sorry that you had a, hi. I'm just so sorry you had to go through what you went through for 30 years, and thank you for being who you are.
You know what, sister? Don't be sorry for the Creator turning me into the warrior that he turned me into, because if I wouldn't have went through what I went through, maybe I would have turned out to be worse than I would have been some of the people that I was doing the things to that I was doing. I climbed a 7-story building to rob a dope boy and flush his dope down the toilet. And a little sister said something to me one time that made me, I don't know how I felt, but I felt it was some pride and some shock. She said, Ron, she said, you remind me of a black Batman. And I was like, wow, this was a young sister. She said, you remind me of a... Look, the things that I did and the things that I went through were necessary because the story has to be told. I wish I could talk to a movie producer. We'd make some we'd do some because it was like a movie. It was, my life was like a movie. It was just like a movie, an action movie. And I loved it. And if I had to do it again, if I had to sacrifice my life for my people, then let's go with it then. Let's do it then.
God bless you, sir.
That's
God bless
feel.
You.
God bless you.
Bless you as well, Jerry. Bless you as well.
Love you.
Hey, look, before you go, let We Will Aware you know more about your show. I know we're on the same week as well.
Yes. So my show is the same week as yours in a month from now. And I have a returning guest coming on. Okay, where is he at? Oh, Mike Messner. He's got a really great story as well. He's a teacher, but what he does, it's going to be very enlightening. So everybody tune in, please, Tuesday, January 9th. But thank you, Hooney. This is an amazing show.
I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, are We Will Aware You, that is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame and Lifetime Achiever, my sister, my friend, one of the best to ever do it on this side. Look, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to continue tonight's advancement about A Reason and a Time to Kill. So DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honor.
I wanna feel love run through my veins. that haunt me from my past. As the stars begin to gather and the light begins to fade, when all hope begins to shatter, know that I will be
my point exactly. You had more than enough time to make corrections. You know who I'm talking to. I'm talking about you that's been hell-bent on the destruction of a mighty people. And I'm not going to be satisfied. The same way that you did the ancestors by hanging and dragging and all that kind of stuff like that. I'm not talking about the real European that's proud. I'm talking about you racist bastards that's been hell-bent on using your position of power and getting away with it. I'm not going to be satisfied until some of yours is going to be done the exact same way or even worse. But anyway, welcome back to We Will Aware You. And like I said before, a reason and a time to kill. So let me make something clear here. Those of us that have sold, and I've been saying this for well over 38 years, there's a difference. You got some people out here that don't need a reason to do what they do and what they continue to do, and don't have no intentions on stopping what they have been doing for such a long time. People like me, we have to have a reason. So I've been saying for years, don't give me a reason for me to act a damn fool, because trust me, once it's on. Now, just like you, Brother Ronald, well over 38 years ago, long before I started getting obtaining all of these, you know, master degrees and doctorates and all that kind of stuff like that, long before I started grabbing the stronghold of religion, I went into religion because that's one of the ways that they slipped in and took control over the minds, the hearts, the souls, the spirits, including the body of a mighty people by taking our story and making it theirs. Okay?
That's right.
Now, I'm putting that aside and going back to a time when I was actually walking the streets long ago. And I also want to share this message with the newcomers. I'm talking about the newcomers, the so-called youths out there that's pulling one of the most punkish things that you can imagine by with these drive-by shootings. There's nothing manly about that there. When you hear my brother speak about what took place or how we used to do things in 1970, we were formed, and this is one of the best things about it, and I miss those day and time, okay? And trust me, if you don't get the message, I want you to hear me loud and clear. If you're out there gangbanging now, doing all of these drive-by shootings. Trust me, there ain't no guns when you go in jail. Ain't no guns when you go in jail. Hear me loud and clear. So, but those were the best of times. Do you hear me, Brother Ronald? Those were the best of times because we as men was able to handle our disagreements or anything back then. And we also had a chance to live. Remember that then, time? And if we did get in an old-fashioned knuckle game, right? You know, if we did happen to do that, you know, we didn't feel less of a man if we didn't get the best, we didn't actually win the fight that night. We didn't feel less of a man.
But we didn't kill each other. But we didn't kill each other.
No, we didn't have to do that. We didn't have to do that. You know?
We fought.
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Brother Haroon.
No,
we fought.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And
I'll put it on pause. Go ahead.
We fought. And after we fought, we shook hands, we made friends, we went and sit down. And I'm saying, we just telling all the way wrong. We went and sit down, we just smoke a blunt or something, and maybe the brother that beat you up teach you how to fight, or if you beat him up, you would teach him how to fight. If you pulled a gun or even a knife a lot of times, even your own father would call you a coward and probably knock some of your teeth out your mouth. You know, we did what we did, but we had honor when we did what we did. The stuff that they're doing today is total, man. You know what it really is? These people have our people so afraid of them that they turn on each other like rabid dogs rather than address the problems and the people that brought these problems to them. They would rather kill each other. Then you know what? But it started in when you were little, Brother Haru. When you go over your grandmother's house, and you know you're talking to your grandmother on Sunday, and you know you eating dinner, and she's got this picture on the wall of this blonde hair, blue eyed man, and you ask her who is this man, and she say the Son of God. The indoctrination started then, because in the child's mind, sometimes you look in. And you're thinking that it's a correlation, God, this color skin, this color hair, this color eyes. And then when you get out into society and you see these people, there's a right, an unconscious, that's God. That's the image of God. So they got to be all powerful. We can't do nothing to them. You know, we got to listen to them. You know, they gods and we just people. And it was it's all screwed up. It's all screwed up. And we got to, like, get some order about this disorder. That's what we got to do. And I'm going to tell you something, Brother Haru, and this is for every elderly black man out there in society. When you look at our civilization and the history of our civilization, when you get a certain age, you are elder in your community, whether you want to accept that responsibility or not. And you better go look and see what elders in our community did for our community. Because we certainly didn't do the things that you out here doing now. And we need a vanguard. We need a black guard. You know, because we all warriors on every level, physically, mentally, spiritually. We warriors on every level. And we need a black guard. We need brothers and sisters. Look at the movie with Viola Davis. The Roman King, oh, my God, look at that movie. That movie gave me so much hope, but it gave me so much respect for sisters, because so much sisters that carry us for so long on their backs and shoulders, they tired of it. They tired of it. I don't blame them. They tired of it. Look at what manhood is out here. Look at what blacks is like out here on the manhood side. Look at the things that they do. Sisters tired of it. What we going to do? Can we come up with some solutions? Can we come up with some answers? Because you know what, Brother Haru, I took sisters off of the street myself as hard as it's been out here for me. I done took sisters off the street. I done let them stay in my house, and there was no physical contact at all. I made sure they cleaned themselves. I made sure they ate. I made sure they slept. I got one sister off of prostitution and drugs with the help of her probation officer. They called me and asked me to help, and we got her off of that. That was one small step, but we can do that all over this country. You know what? These people can't beat us. We beat ourselves, and they just take
perfect
advantage of it.
Perfect.
That's what
perfect
it is. That's what it
and
is,
again,
brother.
I can't thank you enough, man, the type of gratitude I have and the work that you put in. And you are absolutely right, because changing a woman's life, because, you know, with a man, you can only do or go so far with a man. But a woman can raise an entire nation by changing her mind.
Oh, you better
they're
say
the
that
one that's going to carry forth the new generation. And I also want to say this after we come back. But hold up. Brother Ronald, we have another caller in queue. So the next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Hooney. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much, Mo. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you have a fantastic topic, and I don't want to distract from that, but I called to congratulate the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting lifetime achiever, Hooney Bakatoon, on his WBNN all-time connection record with his 95th, second all-time in the O&E Hall of Champions with historic Darlene Championship honoring the late Hall of Famer. So
wow,
you pick a phenomenal topic to do that with.
Oh, yes. And thank you so much, Mo. Look, you're definitely one of our greatest and one of the best to ever do it when it comes to internet radio, because you've got the mind, the beauty, the brilliance to be able to bring forth. Look, let We Will Aware You know more about your show and how they can be supportive to you and your endeavors as well, okay?
Right. Well, Breaking the Silence is all about healing, and it's all about trying to get us, much like you, just get us on the same page with getting our lives back together. So I talk a lot about healing from trauma, healing from what life's realities are, and some of them, unfortunately, are racially motivated, you know? And so I talk about that on my show, and I try to give us an option to heal from that.
You know, Mo, I need some feminine energy before you go, because I have to share this. This is another part of the show. Now, Brother Ronald, check this one out here. When I was doing research for this particular advancement that I'm doing my best and you're doing your best to get our point across tonight, right, I came across a teacher, a real teacher. I don't know if you've seen this more or not, right? This teacher was actually crying because she's a ballet teacher. And she was mentioning how she was trying to put on certain music to encourage the young, and evidently I think it was a class full of young women in the ballet class. The young, our daughters, they are our daughters now. The way that she put it, she said, "Your daughters didn't want to listen to the music that I put on. They wanted to listen to Pound Town and Ski-E." Talking about some of these crazy artists such as Sexy Red and stuff like that. You got the parents is already addicted to stuff like that. And
wow,
they don't know. They're setting the foundation for another group of our youth to go up, to go from a childhood into adulthood with that type of nonsense. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that starts at home, right? I think that when we model those behaviors for our children, we can actually help them. But if we don't give them anything to model, they're out on their own, and they're modeling what they see their classmates do. So if they hear us and they see us acting a specific way at home, and we provide that for them, if they see us reading books, if they see us dancing with one another in the house and, you know, acting, having fun, rather, with each other, they're more inclined to listen to different type of music. It's a shame because I think I saw something on the internet today about how some of these music producers and these music companies are actually trying to change the narrative for Black people with the music lyrics of today. And they're not the lyrics of yesterday. You know, the lyrics of yesterday were how to make a girlfriend happy and things like that. Now today it's how to shoot somebody, you know. So you have to hold somebody accountable, and you have to, we as a people have to start listening to different things and not allowing our children to listen to that.
Absolutely amazing. I wanted to take time to pick your brains. Again, the mind of a woman. That's the type of mindset that we need to have. Women out there, if you don't have that type of mindset the way that Mo Garman just described, then it's time for you to sit down and listen and reevaluate your life. Thank you so much, Mo. And I'm definitely a proud supporter of the work and what you do. I can't thank you enough for being a part of our great company of WBNN. Brother Ronald, what do you have to say to what Mo Garman just shared with us?
What I have to say is, first of all, I'm honored that I'm talking to this sister, man. I mean, it's an honor to talk to her, and she right with the points that she made, but it's like she's just one sister. She one person. It's like this whole race of people. We need, I mean, we've been saying we've been coming together for what? How many years, and we still haven't made it together? We need a new formula. And you know what? Mao Zedong, the Red Chinese, said America has never experienced a dragon. He said, but when the prison doors open up, he said, that's when the real dragon's going to fly out. And we hear now, sister, we need some kind of nationwide program that we can all hook up together and do the things that we need to do, and we don't need to fear. Because, I mean, I'm talking to you, sis, but if they come, I'm saying we coming. It's that simple. Because y'all precious and stuff. Without y'all, there is no us. Without the woman, ain't no life. You know, ain't no life, ain't no nothing without a woman and stuff for us. And we need to protect the women. We need to protect the children. I was trying to start a program called From the Bottom Up here, because I'm not a college graduate. I got a GED, but I'm mostly autodidactic. But you know what? Their degrees don't determine my intelligence, because I know I'm intelligent. And I know you intelligent, and I know all our people intelligent. So why don't we just get some intelligence and put this together and get rid of our egos and do something? We need to, because if we don't, we sinking. I mean, we sinking fast.
Well,
it's terrible.
Point well taken. Anyway, thank you so much, Mo Garman, for pressing that one and delivering the message. It's not something that I expected, but it's always better when you don't really expect anything. Thank you so much, attentive listening audience, because this is real. And it's obvious, those of you who are listening, we as a collective have the power to be able to do something about the things that's happening. Because trust me, you can sit back and try to, you're not you who's listening tonight, but I'm talking about taking time to download when this is archived, to get this message out, because especially for the ones who don't think that they need this. And it's always the innocent that can get caught up in the crossfire. So this one here is dedicated to saving lives, because our whole network of WBNN, all of our great hosts, are dedicated to changing the lives, okay? So with that note, DJ Olasky, if you will, take us to another break, sir.
your life, sacrifice for your brother in the nick of time. I'm off a dirty money, heaven sent, honey turning on a dime. Well, I'm gonna let it open, a woman walking by, a drop in the water, a look in the eye, a pawn on the table, a man on your side, or someone that you think that you can trust. It's just another way to die.
Hey, you're not just gonna die.
Praises due to all in all, who's in all, through all, above, and compassion all, man. I'm telling you, my producer, I tell you, you went all the way in with that. I'm telling you, I'm really, really enjoying this. Welcome back, attentive listening audience, to We Will Aware You, and we're speaking about doing an advancement on A Reason and a Time to Kill. We have another caller in queue. So next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please. Caller, you there?
All right, we go to the next call in queue. There she is.
Yes.
Hello?
What's your name? Yes. Welcome to We Will Aware You.
Is that me, Hooney?
Yes, indeed it is. How you doing, Angel Ava?
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I never heard the unmute. Sometimes it just doesn't come out. Sometimes it just cuts off a little on my end. How are you tonight, Brother Hooney? This is Ava Holly calling from New Jersey. What a powerful show tonight. And, oh, my God, Brother O. I mean, Tina Turner, Sam Smith, Jack White. I mean, it's unbelievable, powerful music tonight. How are you guys tonight on this beautiful night?
We're doing excellent, and thank you to real angels like yourself. You know, you got to get to a point where enough is enough, and, you know, and you a parent just like I am. We have to be relentless when it comes to our children. I mean, you know, when it comes to our children, all the nonsense stops, because, again, if we don't do what we have to do tonight and the rest of our life, then our children won't have a future at all.
Well, I couldn't agree more with what Mo Garman said about having role models in your life, positive role models in your life. Otherwise, you know, you have what's left over, you know. And I got to say to your guest, Ron, you know, your story is heartbreaking just heartbreaking to what you went through. Although I understand how you feel, everything leads us to where we are and how you feel like you're a better person because of it. And God bless you for that. You know, listening to you tell your story was just heartbreaking to me. Yet I'm glad you're here. God bless you. And I'm glad, you know, you came out of it to continue to move forward as a society.
Wow, absolutely wow. Amazing. Look, Moke Army. Okay, I'm sorry. What were you going to say, Ronald?
Guys, that for me, I mean, a lot of these women showing me, and it's just, I don't, you know, it's just touching for me. I don't have words for it. I appreciate you so much, ma'am. Just thank you. Thank you.
And we appreciate you, too. Thank you for sharing your story and being here with us tonight on this network. What a great platform, Hooney. Great topic.
No doubt. But before you go, let We Will Aware You audience know how they can be supportive to you and your endeavors as well.
Sure. My next show is coming up on the 20th, so we're going to do a little holiday fun. I have an iconic fashionista coming on the show, and I'm so looking forward to talking with her and hearing her story about how she got to where she is today. So thank you for letting me share that, and thank you, guys. God bless you both.
You're welcome. And look, let me share this. I'm going to do a special message for those who've listened to this show while it's recorded live and direct. Many of you who's out here that's, you know, committing all kind of acts, don't have any doubt in your mind, because one of the things I noticed, and I haven't always took the religious route. I remember, you know, it was on my graduation year is when I got caught up in the street. But fortunately, you know, all in all, it had a greater plan for me to take me out of the streets before all hell broke loose in my neighborhood. So what I'm saying is, you know, we are some of the best that can be used, the people that don't have a squeaky clean past. And we need that, because we can come forth to be the best example to some of you who's out there in the street who feel at this point in time don't know any better. So I just want you to take time to think about that. And we are here to be a great example, something that you can leave those streets and leave those life of crime and come into something so much greater. Brother Ronald, how do you feel about that?
I feel like what you said about us being an example is, I mean, that is what it is. We are examples, and we are here for not only to be the examples that we are and stuff, but the way I see it, Brother Haru, I mean, use me. I mean, I can talk to people. I mean, I'm not illiterate. I mean, I can kick it about anything from quantum physics to Stephen Hawking and anything in between that. And I've helped as many people as I could out here, and I don't have anything. I don't have any help. They stepping on my neck down here. They trying to keep me down. They trying to make sure I don't never rise again. You know, when the police called me a vigilante and they made me do all of that time, they trying to make sure that I don't do anything positive, because I'm not going to do anything negative, because I feel like you feel, Brother, I'm an example. I'm a living example. My life is a testimonial and stuff about the things that go on. And you should have seen the things that went on in the penitentiary. I've never seen anything like that in my life. I've never seen anything like that in my life. And they said that I was suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome, because they said it was like being in a war zone for 30 years. But I came out, and the Creator let me do this. Why? What you just said, Brother Haru, I'm an example. The Creator let me do this so that I can get out here and I can do something good. I'm an example, and you're an example. Why don't the examples get together and become a greater example? Why don't we become a force to be reckoned with? because it's that time.
Yes, indeed it is. And look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to share something that I have yet to share. I won't say I, you know, definitely since I've been a part of this great WBNN network. So, DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honors.
Thank you.
welcome back, attentive listening audience. There was a track by Adele given to us by DJ legend Dr. Ngozi. Man, I'm telling you, you are really, really going in tonight, as you always do. But for this particular advancement, I tell you, I have to stand, salute, and take a bow to show you divine love and respect that you deserve. We have another caller in queue. So next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half for the Bulls Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where nephews is riding around with extra 30 shots, hanging out with the Nike sweatpants and a scale and 4.5 ounces of coke in the glove compartment. Was good.
Yes, indeed. Man, I tell you, what's up, nephew? Thank you so much for pressing that one.
Oh, man, listen, man, this is a touchy subject that I'm listening to right now. You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, the bad nephew was out here in the sticks, you know what I'm saying, as we speak. You know, oh, shout out to your guests, you know what I mean? You know, I got a salute to all the soldiers that was out here, you know what I'm saying, on the gridiron, getting it in, getting real greasy, you know what I'm saying, with the sleazies. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So shout out to, you know, all the OGs, you know what I'm saying, that put in their stripes, you know what I mean, whether they signed up to do it or not, you know what I'm saying? They got it done, and we out here doing it how it's supposed to be doing it. Now, you know, because you know me, I like to do it like this, you know what I mean? Clev One will take your pistol from you. You feel what I'm saying? Where it don't come out here brandishing nothing. You know what I'm saying? And if you got bundles, you know what I'm saying, you better put that away somewhere where I don't know where that's at neither, because I'm the 2023 version of what this gentleman, the guest we got on here tonight, you know what I'm saying? Not sure how many decades ago that was. But Clev One going to hold it down in this one, you know what I mean? Because I will take the little gremlin's pistols, you know what I mean? You know, don't tempt me to pistol whip you with your own thing now, because we don't want to turn it violence, but because we can do it, you know, clean, where, you know what I mean? That way you ain't got to waste all your dumbass bullets shooting at the wrong person. You feel what I'm saying? We ain't got, there ain't nobody complaining, sweeping up no glass in front of the Chinese store. You see what I'm saying? None of that. You feel me? You know, shout out to those people who know how to discipline their children, you know what I'm saying? And they not scared of the rhetorics and the tabloids and whatever else is going on. Look, if DHS going to come get them, then take them, damn it, because they my kids. If I want to whip their ass, then that's what I'm going to do. You mean? And if I ain't allowed to whip their ass, then they must don't belong to me. See you later, goddammit, I'll make some new kids. How's that? Anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you know, Clev One will be giving it up, you know what I'm saying, on Clev Simba 27th. You feel what I'm saying? That's coming up. You know what I mean? Now, you know, I don't know what was going to be going on around that time. You feel what I'm saying? Because it might be somebody out there, you know, trying to get their mistletoe kissed or something. I ain't into none of that. You know what I'm saying? But they getting their mistletoe kissed, you know what I'm saying, or getting their bells jingled, you know what I'm saying, or trying to get somebody to ride their one-horse open sleigh or something. I don't know. But either way, I'm going to be giving it up out here. You understand what I'm saying to you? Shout out to all the people who don't take no nonsense from the gremlins, you know what I'm saying? Yes, and it will be a touchy. I will be doing something different this time, you know what I mean? Yo, I think I will be popping up maybe sometime sooner than later within the next 24 hours. But that's what I got for them. Shout out to the guests. We gonna start there. I'm taking guns, and whoever down with me, you know what I'm saying, you can get at me, you know what I'm saying? Get at Clef One if you want to get beat down with the take guns from the little dumbass gremlins force. You know what I'm saying? That's what we naming it. I'm Clever One, one half for the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your man little brother had his mask flipped up. You know what I'm saying? Getting caught on the doorbell, having a stupid-ass shootout like on GTA, all stars lit up on PS5. Check your satellites.
Man, love my nephew. Hey, on the real, speaking of guns, attending listening audience, especially you, special honor guest, I want us to think about this for a moment. Notice how conveniently these assault rifles show up in our neighborhood. That's not by accident. And sometimes they are donated. I'm hearing horrific stories that a boatload or a truckload of guns would just happen to just show up in the neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
Without a driver. You get what I'm saying? Just conveniently parked there. Right? And they know the mindset of the people that's living in those neighborhoods. They are only used to shoot at people who look like themselves and each other. And you can tell me that's not one of the greatest conspiracies to ever exist on this planet. We have to do something about that. Hey, hold up a minute. We have another call in queue. The next call in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Honey, and hello to your special guest. This interview is absolutely amazing. You're doing a great job, both of you. I just wanted to tell you that, and it's really nice to hear more, too. I wanted to just say that I really think that we do have to be, like, positive role models, and I think a lot of the problem is the TV, music, all these things that influence us, they're just different. The things that they allow on TV, the things that they allow on the radio has a huge impact on our society, in general. I really think that. So it's great. I love the people who can turn their stories into something positive and do something positive. There's a lot of, like, organizations here for kids. I think that is so important because definitely the children are definitely our future. I think about my family, and I just think, growing up, I didn't understand how the, family dynamics, how important it is. Discipline is definitely important because at the end of the day, when you don't raise that child right, that child is going to be a nuisance to society, and then that child may make another, unless they really realize who they are, how they have to change, which I can't say happens a lot. They're the people that contribute to all of these crazy things that are going on. So I feel like a lot of the problem is people are getting hookups. They're just hooking up with each other, getting pregnant, and, neither one of them really wanted to be a parent in the first place. So they neglect the children, and those type of children go out raising themselves. And I think that's definitely a huge problem because, especially over here in the United States, because in a lot of countries, in a lot of different cultures, I would say, it's not acceptable to the boyfriend and girlfriend thing. It's not acceptable at all. And I think a lot of that, contributes to their culture not having these type of problems that we have over here in the United States because they don't allow that type of thing. I'm not going to say it doesn't happen and it doesn't go on behind closed doors, but we promote so many things on TV. We promote so many things on the radio that are just like acceptable and we get brain. And I would say if you allow yourself and you don't open your mind, you get brainwashed into thinking these things are okay. I don't remember exactly what show it was, but let's just take Jerry Springer, for example. If you're a kid and you see this on TV, that's going to be in your mind. If your parents aren't around and you're watching something like that and you don't understand, I know I'm not saying Jerry Springer is real or anything like that. I'm not saying that. But if you're able to watch things like this and you're not being monitored, what you're listening to, that's going to be absorbed into your brain and that's going to be part of your disposition growing up because that's just how it is. And especially depending on the school system and how your teachers are they qualified? A lot of teachers, sometimes in these school systems, some of them don't care. They just want a job. Now, some of them really do care, but it depends on what city you're in, what state you're in, and how much money is going into the educational system or what type of education you're going to get. I can say I went to both public school and Catholic school. The one public school that I went to, man, it was a difference. I went to a school where two kids skipped class. The whole school was talking about it like it was a big deal. And then I went to a public school where I saw like 10, 11 girls smoking in the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, I felt like I was in a war zone because I didn't even know that went on in school. And when I went to public school, I was so shocked that they could even chew gum. Like, that was very, like, shocking to me. So I was actually lucky to go up with people who are ambitious. And I know not everybody gets that. I know that I was fortunate. I really appreciate the fact that I was fortunate and things like that. But I think that's so important. Like, all these things all together, just shape how a child could be, the teachers, the parents, just who you allow your child to be around when you're not at work. What type of person are you allowing to babysit your child? What kind of person is that? So they're going to pick up some of the personalities of this and traits of this person. So you have to be careful with all of that. So I just wanted to say that, and you are doing an amazing job. And tomorrow night will be the Power of Thoughts, December 15th, everybody, 9:30 p.m. And Huni will be one of my special guest co-hosts. So will Jerry Petito, and so will Clev One. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my thoughts. And Brother O, you're doing amazing with the music. I had to tell you that. You're doing a great job.
Wow. Thank you so much for pressing that one and coming on. And yes, I will be on tomorrow as well. Look, we can get ready to take another break by DJ Legend himself. Okay? So look, we're going to take this break, and when we come back, we're going to continue this advancement of A Reason and a Time to Kill.
When you were young, used to say, live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say, live and let die.
Attentive listening audience, welcome back to We Will Away You. And tonight's advancement was A Reason and a Time to Kill with my very special honored co-host, Mr. Ronald Freeman. Look, we are coming down to the wire. I want you to do what type of final thoughts. And trust me, we're going to be talking a lot. And trust me, off record, it's our turn in time to shine, sir. And I guarantee you, the work that you put in was not in vain. So what are your final thoughts?
Shoot, I don't know. That brother scared me so bad, I ain't even got a gun. I was cutting guns out of the magazine. I was going to put them in the envelope and send them to him. I was like, get that man, get that shit down there to that brother. But the final thought on some serious stuff is, you know what, the way things going, they have these camps that they made out in the desert, you know, years ago, when they came up with this little thing. And it's out there where you at, Magic Man, you know, little thing that they saying that if they feel like you got some kind of disease or, you know, what it boiled down to is they getting ready to put us in these places. And my final thought is all of these people, it ain't really about race anymore so much as it is about the haves and the have-nots. And all I can say is we better get together and we better do something. Martin Luther King said it best. He said, if we don't learn to live together like brothers, we're going to die together like fools. And that's all I can say. We better learn. Let's help each other. Let's help each other. Let's help each other. That's all I can say. That's my final thought. Let's help each other.
Absolutely amazing. I just want to say, personally, thank you so much, man, for being everything that you are. And, again, the ancestors are very, very proud of you. Look, we have been listening to the soundtrack of our life featuring iconic works with James Bond Experience brought by the international internet DJ legend Dr. Ngozi, also known as Honeybee Bolesky. So, with no further ado, it's Ngozi time.
When you were young, to say live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry.
Sample in the sample, y'all. Watch this little thing here.
Die.
Go think of baby. It's your boy DJ Olasky. I am going to think on turntables 1 and 2 for you.
Gold finger. He's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't go in. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. Golden girl knows when he's kissed her.
Yes, indeed. The soundtrack of your life tonight is the James Bond Experience, Time to Kill. Congratulations to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Broadcasting Enshrinee, and two-time Anna Waddell Award recipient, Haru, on his 95th all-time connection record at Beverly Nation, historically in Excelsior, with the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. Tomorrow night, we come right back on with a young lady in Excelsior as well, the 2023 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, the Sonya Griffin Award winning, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on the one and only Beverly Nation. How to get at me? It's a new tool. And it's DOCLA, D-O-C-L-A, 2023 at Outlook.com. Come on, talk to me, because you know we're the greatest ever done it. Ah, Beverly Nation. WBN has advertising to and Gozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Or Ladelli Malay, where goes your Facebook? Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programming tonight? Oh, Ladelli, that goes to my and gmail.com. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Oladele Malay, where goes to saying good night and good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to a person that just said on radio that he has a doctorate degree. So now we must say to him, in Excelsior, he's been hiding all this time. He need to be ashamed of himself. Dr. Huni Bakatun, our third doctor on this radio network. You better get long-winded because I want to hear what you got to say. Yep.
Yes, indeed. First of all, I want to say thank you so much to all the attentive listening audience, for the people who was with me from my opening night, to all the people who've tuned in for the very first time this night. Thank you so much for the 7 delegates that cast their vote, making me a unanimous entry into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Thank you so much, fellow hosts, who voted for me 2 times to be the one and only 2-time host of the year. Thank you so much to everyone who pressed that 1 to come on and share their thoughts with me. So now, for this final part of A Time and a Reason, or A Reason and a Time to Kill, let me share something with you. You know, I was a part of a ministry, a prison ministry, that when I went there, I dedicated my life, volunteered my time to go in and out of different prisons. I even petitioned for a volunteer card that gave me access. So I was able to go in to that institution, and I'm using that word specifically, because the same institution that miseducated us in these public schools, they also programmed us or reprogrammed us when they went behind those bars. So I dedicated my time there. And one of the questions that was asked to me, you know, at that time, they wasn't calling me, you know, the Magic Man or Huni Bakatun. I was known back then as the student teacher, okay? And that became officially on record in 1995, officially. Okay, so now, besides that, one of the questions that an inmate asked me, he said, student teacher, he said, why are you so passionate by donating your time to come here to share good words with us? Even though, again, keep in mind, religion was used to reprogram our people. Okay, so when he asked me that, I actually looked down. I said, you know what? It just got real. Why? It's because I was headed here. Unfortunately, me and a group of my friends, one night, we got hit for a midnight robbery charge. The same year, or actually it was a year before, I graduated in 1985. Like I say, and at that time, and listen to me closely, that actually changed my life because I was already set out for basketball scholarships and everything like that. So I had to turn around and restructure my life by making one of the greatest errors in my life. But if you haven't heard it, All in All had a greater plan for me to still be here, for me to leave the streets, and for me to be able to meet people on a one-on-one and a group basis based on my experience. And like that inmate asked me, why are you so passionate? I am passionate tonight like I was back then, and I will continue to be passionate because this is real. Those of us who's taking time to listen, we have to be about our business, because at any time, all hell can break loose. And we have to be willing, able, and ready to take care of an enemy in an instant. Because trust me, and this is a key point I want to share, 1 second of hesitation can cost you your life. And not only can it cost you your life, it can cost the life of your loved ones. So you have to start preparing yourself. Yes, have fun, live our life, but we also got to be very perceptive and be willing, able, and ready to handle impending danger in an instant. You have to get to the point where you're training yourself to the point where it becomes second nature, okay? And some of you who out there that have the resources that we need, don't allow us, because you took the money, came out of the hood, and you made the money that was given to you by the white power structure, take time to take some of that money to reinvest inside those neighborhoods that from which you came. So, having said that, as always, I give thanks to All in All, who's in all, through all, above, and encompassed in all. And on that note, We Will Aware You will return 30 evenings from tonight with another advancement. Thanks.